Hollies. Fuck a name, man. All right, man, I've got it going on here now. So what we're going to do now is bring you, and by the way, welcome to our Saturday Phil Cinema. This is not our usual BSP chat show because we did not have one on, I guess it would be Christmas Day, and we did not because it was Christmas Day. However, I am absolutely stone in love with your asses tonight because I have some shit here. We're going to do a, excuse me, I've been, you know, seriously, I have been, you know, fucking drinking. I mean, of course. I drink and I know what I'm doing, you know, I don't know anybody else. But we're going to be giving you tonight a film called Fast and Furious, and this is with a man by the name of John Ireland, who is one of the great actors. We also have with us Roger Corman, one of the great independent film directors of all time. And this Fast and Furious is not a, this film, I should say, is not some sci-fi fantasia. This is the original vision for the story as it was written by Roger Corman, the film you're going to see tonight. It's called Fast and Furious. I want to warn you, it does contain images of women that we prefer here on the Phil Henry Show. That is women with big fat asses, not obese, but big, round, firm asses, big fucking butts. Women who are buxom, yes. Blonde, redhead, we don't give a fuck. You know, we're into women on this show, and men that listen to this show are into women. We don't talk a lot about it, but we know what the fuck it is we're doing, and we put our taste in women up against any motherfucker out there. And I'm sure that those motherfuckers that are understanding what I'm saying are wilting into the background now because they know what we're talking about. So we're not tit men here, you know. We take tit men and we put them as little boys. Tits are great. Don't get me wrong. Tits are fantastic. Tits are a fantastic diversion. But if you are exclusively devoted to tits, there's something wrong with your motherfucking ass. And if you're into ass, female ass, then you are fucking on target, brother. Don't worry about it. You can take that from me and take that shit to the bank. Okay. All right. That having been said, sorry to break the news, you know. Here is The Fast and the Furious as it stars our good brother, John Ireland. And by the way, you'll see the flaming wreck here. This is all, I have to believe, stock footage, maybe not. This film, you're looking at Malibu Canyon, and you will very, very shortly see the one. There's John Ireland, Dorothy Malone. She's got a great fucking ass, nice round fat ass. And here are the Jaguars. Somebody getting run off the road. I don't know. This is a look at a road race. Soon you will see our girlfriend here, who I guess got run off the fucking road somehow. This will be Dorothy Malone pulling up to Saddle Peak Lodge. Those of you in L.A. recognize Saddle Peak Lodge. It is a Malibu. And there she goes. She's going up the side road here. This is pretty funny. I guess I'll just chill out of this fucking race. I'm not in the race anymore. I'll go off the side of the road and I'll go to Saddle Peak Lodge. Oh, shit. Let me just turn left. I mean, I don't know, man, but Chet Baker, great jazz player, guitar player from the era. And then you see our producer, Roger Corman. John Ireland was a director. Very interesting. So here comes the Jaguar, the white Jaguar. Suddenly the helmet isn't on. I don't know if this bitch was in the race or what the fuck was going on, but here's our Jag. Okay. Watch this fat fuck that comes. There's Saddle Peak Lodge. You L.A. natives or L.A. Citizens, you recognize that. Are you digging fancy this buggy. Shit? It was a cafe.
I like it.
Pretty fancy driver. You can eat lunch in here?
I plan to.
Swell, so am I.
Yeah, this fat motherfucker, he's like bothering this woman right off the bat.
Do I know you?
Well, you don't have to be introduced formal.
No, but I...
Yeah, you do, man.
Okay, lady. Excuse me for trying to be friendly.
Well, you're a fat, ugly, sweaty fucking piece of shit, so she's not necessarily going to respond to you. Check out Dorothy Malone's ass here. Nice.
They put a guy in jail, he pops right out of jail. It's a waste of the taxpayer's money.
You will be alerted to what I call the ass shot periodically throughout any Phil Henry Show film.
I have an eggplant parmesan, a glass of pineapple juice.
Eggplant parmesan. Dig this bitch.
Won't you have, I'll wait.
No.
Is that what you run that jalopy on? Pineapple juice?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll go look for it. Be right back.
Jesus.
Have erased it?
Really interesting. There's John Ireland, far left.
Mexico, international.
Our director.
Real sport, huh?
I couldn't find anything back there. But I put your hamburger on.
Ireland, why is his character nervous? We don't know.
I know we haven't got. Say, did you two hear about that guy that broke out of jail up in Coachella?
Well, I guess that's him.
What the hell they got up there, huh? I'm telling you, honey, it ain't safe on the road these days. Well, I wouldn't worry. Well, worry or not, it ain't safe. This guy, they call Webster, drove a truck right off the road. Murder, that's what it is.
You could say that again.
Murder. You from up that way?
A buddy of mine told me about it.
Cop got it?
Whatever.
They won't get away
so our
from
good
us.
Buddy there, John Ireland, obviously is the culprit.
Every trucker on the highway is watching for this guy. We'll find him. And when we do, he won't even have time to think about getting away.
What do you mean?
Okay, what are you, man? You're some fat motherfucker.
As straight as any cop.
Well, they put it on the radio what he looked like, but they said they didn't have a picture of him.
Cop, just keep your eye open.
Oh, yeah, okay, we will, fat fuck. While you were trying to pick the chick up on your right.
I'm figuring him out, too.
You want to take my money?
Yeah.
I want to get out of here.
This guy don't seem much interested in the case.
No, he don't. He don't give a fuck about you or your shithole diner.
Now, Shirley, he'll be right back.
Hitchhiking?
Whatever.
Nope. I didn't see your car out.
Check this out. Watch what happens next.
I'll give you a lift. What's your name?
Biff.
Bob Nielsen's mine.
Dickweed.
Myers. Bill Myers.
Biff
Myers,
Dickweed.
Huh? Where are you from?
Nowhere.
You ask a lot of questions, Mr. Nielsen.
No shit.
I'm from El Central.
No shit.
I know where Webster killed that guy, huh?
Right.
You know him? Webster?
Yeah, I know the killer. Oh. Yeah, I killed him, motherfucker. How about that?
It? How could I help? Interested?
No, I'm not.
Real detective.
I'm giving you a lift, Myers. I'd like to see your identification.
Fuck you, cop.
Say, I wanted a lift.
Maybe I better see it anyway.
Sure.
No, no, you don't.
Stop it, don't let it.
Stop it, don't. Film edit, film edit. Oh, fucked his head up. Fucked his head up, man.
Mexico.
You're not going to leave that man here.
He's telling this strange bitch he's going to Mexico?
Give me the car keys.
She looks real panicked, doesn't she?
Webster.
Come on.
Yeah, my name is Webster, and let me tell you something. I love women with big, round, fucking fat asses like yours. She's willingly getting into that car. I find that wrong. Very wrong. Goodbye. And welcome to the film Fast and Furious. That's what this motherfucking movie is all about. Woo-hoo! Dig it. I don't think this movie really ever gets out of Malibu Canyon.
I found out, but I finally found. Well, where is everybody?
Oh, she's all chill out, man. I thought this old fucking bitch had seen everything that went on, man. She's like shocked.
Operator.
Good acting.
Operator, give me the police. Right.
Great.
Quick.
Cut.
Hello. Hello, police.
Good shock scene.
Building at the Saddle Peak Lodge.
Right.
Cafe.
Okay.
Yeah, Wilma.
All right, cut, cut, cut. Fucking cut. We got it.
I want to report a murder. Yes, a murder. I
I can't tell you about on the phone. Highway 70.
A fondling.
Oh, for heaven's sake, hurry up.
Wow, check the, oh, man, you ain't gonna believe what I'm looking at here, man. Woo! I think of the... Never mind. Oh, damn.
It's a police car.
That's right. Just pretend like you're sucking my guy.
You're gonna see a lot of cops and lots of
You'll see a lot of cops and you'll see a lot of weird cars. So always pretend like you're sucking the cock. That's it, baby. Very good, baby. Nice. Yeah, to get your fucking head off my dick.
I like quiet women. Stay that way.
Well, I was just trying to suck the dick.
I don't want it. Don't need it. Can't have it. Won't use it.
You're a real prick, aren't you?
There's a gas station ahead. Better fill
right.
up before dark.
Better fill up. I need to use the tampon machine.
Jesus H. Christ.
Look at the gas gauge.
Just you worry about the gas. I'll worry about the gas.
Nice. I like a smart-ass bitch. Here we come, the motor tune-up. Now, this is the... So, again, I want you to note the Malibu scenes, the Malibu locations. This is a... Jesus H. Christ, what is this fucking shithole? This is Somebody Brothers? It looks like a goddamn Flying A or...
Fill her up.
A mobile place, right?
Keys? Huh? You want the gas from the gas tank, don't you?
Yeah, motherfucker, I do. Look at fucking smart with me, bitch. Put the motherfucking gas in the gas tank. Take that motherfucking hat off your bitch head.
Could you tell me where the ladies' room is, please?
It's over there, lady.
Right there where it says ladies? Jesus H. Christ. The only guy that I really trust in this movie is John Ireland. Fill it up, man.
Your wife?
Nope.
None of your motherfucking business.
Yeah.
Fuck is, what is that? That's the window, I guess. That's how they vent the ladies' room? Christ.
Yeah, sure enough, mister. Well, looks like you got an engine in here. And I'll just prop this up. Looks like there's a carburetor and there's a thing where I put a... Uh-huh. Yeah, the oil's fucked up.
By the way, you guys, this guy here that plays the gas station attendant, if you remember the film Marty, in the film Marty, that's the guy who says, "Hey, Marty." You know, Marty. Remember the guy? Marty. Hey, Marty, well, let's go downtown and watch. This is the actor. I don't know his name, but you'll love him.
What'll this one do then?
Love him.
I said, what'll this one?
California actor, obviously. Even though he was in the film Marty, it's obvious he's a California-based actor, which makes me wonder, was the film Marty, did they cast California actors? Was it exclusively of New York actors? That guy being in it tells me nothing but New York, yeah. Marty, there's the ladies' room. The women go in there and take a shit, Marty. I don't give a fuck.
Well, she's all checked out and ready to go. That'll be fun.
Right on, baby.
Sure nice day to go cruising around.
Beautiful, man.
Weather's like this tomorrow, I'm going to take my old wreck and go.
Yeah, why don't you do that, motherfucker?
You interested in racing?
Well, I just fool around at... Got my old wreck to the point where she'll go from 0 to 50.
So, in other words, in Malibu, everybody was into racing in the mid-50s, which maybe a lot of that sports car shit happening back then, because there was a lot of wide open spaces, a lot of motherfuckers that had a lot of cars.
He don't seem like the jag type.
She is, though. What took you so long? Looks like a fucking CHP cop. That motherfucker, that's a detective.
Did you see it?
Since when does CHP show up with detectives?
There's no gun wound.
Well, yeah. It must have been Frank Lester.
How do you know?
Well, all right, officer, here's what happened. Oh, excuse me.
And then that girl that was...
Girl
what a blabber.
Well, she must have been. She got me out of the back room.
Oh, shut up.
He was lying there.
Then you didn't see it.
Well, I can tell you didn't see shit. See, you're lying to me. Yeah, we got some old bitch here with another dead body. I don't know what it is, Bill. I got to get my ass out of here. My old lady's screaming about going to the public pool. We got the kids and everything. Yeah, sure, the public plunge in Malibu. All right. Well, fuck you and a horse you rode it in. You guys do it? Okay, goodbye.
What's the girl like?
What's she like? What did she do? What kind of pie? Well, she loved the cherry pie. And when I say cherry pie, you know what I mean. Well, you know, real hot, red hot shit. Look at this cop behind her. Check out this guy with the hat.
You better figure out. Young man and woman, old car.
Yeah, I know what it's about. I'm on a motorcycle. I know my shit. Pretty soon I'll take your motherfucking job. Goodbye.
I'd love to get out of this death trap.
Well, how about you go back to fucking Baltimore where you came from? Cunt. Thank you.
Yay.
There's the answer, motherfucker. Take your fucking ass back east, bitch.
Yeah.
I gotta put some lipstick on. Yeah. I'm gonna take my picture.
Yeah.
My idea is for you to shag your fucking ass back to Baltimore or Philadelphia or whatever shit can you came from and never bother us again. All right. Later that night.
I appreciate you returning my car and my freedom.
Said that before.
Your freedom?
I'm running out of variations. I'm also running out of patience.
Any idea what to do about it?
Several ideas.
Geld you.
One of which I intend to discuss with you.
Geld you.
I'm sorry if I caused
Alive.
You any trouble.
Oh, don't let it bother you.
Well, you did.
I guess I should be grateful you haven't murdered me yet.
Yeah, no shit,
don't
man.
Don't tempt me.
Uh-oh, excuse me.
What do you expect to get out of all this?
You and this hard fancy dick. Car, my passport out of this
a
country.
A hard dick?
I expect to get a few more years to live.
And I suppose you'd do anything to get them.
Just about.
Yep. Got it, lady. Now you're learning the world of, the world of men. I'm joking around.
Don't try that again. I don't want to see you hurt.
See?
Why not?
Very desperate man, lady.
Shit. Besides, I haven't got time.
Fuck off and die.
I hate you.
Just hate me all the way to Mexico.
That hurts.
I not only hate you, I dislike you.
Wow.
I always did have trouble making friends.
Your conceited, ruthless, cruel.
I always did it. Look at CHP. Circa 1955 CHP. All right, fuck it. I'm turning around. I don't want to run afoul of the law. Well, that isn't a fucking tip-off. There he comes.
Got a roadmap?
Sure, in the glove box. Why not let me help you kidnap me? Ow.
On the dash
my
light.
Thumb.
Now what do you think you're doing?
Stealing your car.
They'll be looking for me in this car.
You hope he's dead.
What?
So I can't describe
I said you'll be dead.
Sure, Connie, sure.
Sure, Connie.
There's a road here.
I like you. I like you a lot. We're I'd like to keep you alive for a few more minutes.
I'm supposed to say yes?
Yes, you're supposed to be. You say yes to everything I say, bitch. This CHP, what is he doing? Just sitting on his fucking can there on the side of the road. Goodbye. Turning off the Malibu Canyon Road. I recognize all these roads. Who knows what this bullshit is. Might be Mulholland Drive and might be Decker Canyon Road. Looks like Decker Canyon to me. Not that it means shit, but...
He's liable to shoot. Is that what you want?
Yes, he'll shoot your tires out. That's what they do. I asked a CHP once, swear to God, I said, when did you guys get rid of Harleys and went to Kawasaki's? The guy said to me, like, 2 years ago. And I was truly floored by the fact that California Highway Patrol was riding Kawasaki's instead of motherfucking Harley motherfucking Davidson. Watch him go by.
Don't make a move.
He'll pass us. Oh, there he is.
In a rush, aren't you, folks?
Yep.
Just wanted to tell you your taillight's out.
Oh, fuck me. Fuck me.
You know, for a while I thought you were running away from me.
Oh, never. Never.
All this speed, you want to save it for the racetrack.
You're right, man. So much racing.
Take it easy along here.
Okay. You want to see my license? You don't? Okay, goodbye.
Got
fuck
any more
you.
Ideas?
And the horse you rode in on. All right.
Not at the moment.
Let's take a walk.
Well, walk where, man? I mean, if I were you, dude, I'd be getting my ass out of the motherfucking area. Do you understand?
Finally!
Cricket. Come on.
Your ass is coming with me, do you understand? You, me, nature walk, it all goes hand in hand.
You're
from now on.
You're worth.
Let me see those tits. Not that I want to see your tits and humiliate you, but I gotta check the tit for any firearms. Excuse me for saying.
Why didn't that officer recognize you back there?
Because he's a moron. Because he's stupid.
Start looking.
Because he didn't look at those motherfucking
for what?
Posters there in the post office.
What did you think, the diamond?
Start looking. I want you on your hands, your knees. Ah, yeah, that's the baby. Hands and knees, baby.
See anything?
Yeah, a little turn around there. Yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm not looking.
Yeah! I'm digging it. I'm digging it. Why the fuck am I digging it and you don't dig it? Oh, now she pulls it out of her fucking panties and throws that goddamn thing into the...
All I wanted you to give me back my car.
That's the worst, man.
I would have to pick on someone like you.
God damn it. You look good in a pair of panties. You look good in a pair of tight pants. You take the goddamn keys. You put you to the goddamn canyon. What am I supposed to do? Yeah, that Dorothy Malone, she was all right, man. Dorothy Malone, man.
My luck, you're probably right.
Don't you worry about a thing, man. Dorothy Malone's got it on.
What are you doing?
I'm going to try to make this thing start.
Gonna hotwire that motherfucker, because your bitch ass threw that shit in the canyon.
You know?
God damn, man. Again, welcome to the Phil Hendry Show Saturday Cinema. And again, we say to all of our female listeners, we are very much welcoming you.
It's almost midnight.
As you probably know, if you listen to Phil for any length of time, we do welcome women who have large, round butts. We don't care. Everything's good here, man. It's all good here. And anybody that disrespects women on this website needs to be taken out and shot through the eyes. Right through one shot through one eye, the other shot through the other eye. I'm sorry, I don't mean to say, make it sound bad, but...
What's that?
Anyone that disrespects a woman on my website, on my timeline, anything...
Why didn't you tell
needs
me
to be
that?
Shot one bullet at a time through each eyeball. I thank you very much.
I don't think you can get much out of him, Sergeant.
That's pretty nasty, but hey.
Critical?
Yeah, he's critical, all right. He got his brains beat in by that motherfucker down at the banana stand.
Mr. Nielsen.
Do
you hear me?
Do you remember some piece of shit that challenged you there at the banana stand while you were getting a hot cream whipped pie? Do you recall that, Fats? I mean, sir?
You were in a fight, Nielsen. A man and a woman were there.
I don't know.
Do you know who they were?
Yeah, I do. Well, I can remember. Give me a lineup.
Were they driving an old car?
Yes.
Do you know the man who hit you?
Yes.
Couldn't it have been Frank Webster?
Yes, it could have been.
He's trying to speak.
All right, yes. You got it all, cop. You got it.
Again.
You got it, cop. Everything's great.
If anything develops.
All right, see you later.
Questions are pretty tricky things.
Right. Like. Yeah. So that cop, he's got it down. He asked the question, and no one gave an answer. So there's Doris Day as the nurse. Beating the fuck out of that woman's car, man. You steal it, now you're beating the shit out of it. Get yourself a fucking beautiful Jag there, you bitch-made fuck. Look at it, pulling it up into the back, and he's probably going to want to paw at her, which... it might be time to get down to brass tacks. Let's go ahead and take a leg of the ass. And tits. And take a legs. In my opinion, the four most important parts of a woman physically... Face, legs. That's right. Then comes the third part, ass, and the last is tits. So, face, legs, ass,
this
tits.
Isn't necessary.
That,
of course not,
is what's valuable in this world.
I said I was sorry.
You're about
really?
The sorriest.
Well, I don't fucking heard you say you were sorry. I don't think you've gotten that. Oh, she hit him. Now he's lip locking her fucking ugly ass. Dun, 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 dun.
Please leave me alone.
Why?
I intend to.
She's got nice lips, nice nose, nice tits, though. It looks like I feel disgusting.
Can I sleep like this?
Well,
I'd rather change sides.
I feel like a piece of shit.
Please untie me.
Okay, I'll untie you. Jesus Christ.
like to come close.
I want to pull you close.
Sorry, I've known things to go along like this for years.
I'll untie you and
then get worse.
And rub yourself against me. I promise I won't hurt you, but please, straddle my, well, I should say, face. All right, CHP, here they come, man. Always Johnny on the job, man.
Hi, Bill.
I don't know who you think you're looking for. Well, it could have been.
I don't know. It could have been them, but maybe it wasn't them.
He could have changed cars.
But I think they did.
Dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee.
They're probably up in a hill someplace. Probably jerking.
Well, it could be, Bill, but just keep your fucking eyes open, all right? Yeah, I went up there.
It reminds me of the time I was bitten by a rattlesnake.
I took a shit up there.
Only 5 years old.
I was five when I did.
Me, not the snake. Snake died.
It figures.
Bit me in the ass.
Did you get up on the wrong side of the car?
I don't like this belt around my wrists.
It suits you.
It suits you, meaning he likes a woman who's tied up. All right? Clue number three as to what a piece of shit this motherfucker really is.
All the comforts of home.
Maybe.
Watch your face.
Watch your face? Jesus Christ. If I was that woman's brother, she's going to go up into the woods now and take a shit. All right, go ahead. Do what you need to do. So she's been sitting in that car all night, and now she's going up into the woods to take a dump and to piss. Oh, Jesus.
...that killed the driver. Webster was arrested, but escaped from jail.
Uh-huh.
Now, a general alarm is out for this dangerous criminal. And police through the southern half of the state are...
KFWB, Channel 98, caller radio, Channel 98.
But nothing is known of her.
Are you wiping your hands off in your dress after the day of the dump?
Maybe.
You make you sound so exciting. Not at all like you.
Did you go up into the woods just to comb your hair? I gotta get new tires for this motorcycle, Benny.
Whoever they were, they must have.
Well, I don't know. Why don't you blow and get out of my sight and see what you can do with that new bike? Well, I'm trying because it's really a neat motorcycle. Good for you. Good for you. Just get your fucking ass out of here so we can look for a murderer and not waste our time on your goddamn tires. Ah, fuck you. Brother, I think I'm gonna run your ass off the road. You do that one more time. Then, presently.
Coast around the cops. Come on.
Dorothy Malone is pushed into the car, her round ass parked into the seat. She had just, well, I don't want to say, but taken a dump. It's John Ireland push starting a fucking Jaguar. Nice going, motherfucker. You need a little bit more of a slope on that bitch to get that thing popped and gone. Holy fuck. John Ireland, the star of our film Fast and Furious, has push-started his Jaguar down a hill on his way to, I don't know, Pleasure Cove or some other piece of shit that is currently extant. They're the two, oh, look, they're the two CHP. Dumb? No, not dumb at all. I know where that is, by the way. I know exactly where that shit is. That is just ahead of the Broomfield Beach. Just, there's Broomfield. They're going by Broomfield right now. What is now Broomfield Beach.
Yeah, I got it now, lady.
I don't know what I'm going to do. This is real bull. I was waiting to get my hair done, and now I'm going to be late for dinner.
I'm hungry.
Yeah? There's a Jack-in-the-Box around the corner. You're hungry, huh? I got something for you to gob on that you'll never forget.
Still hungry.
Fuck it.
So am I.
Want to whip it out? I'll whip it out. Quid pro quo, baby. Quid pro quo. Look at this, man. Now they pull up. Not a fucking bust at all. Just pull up and watch the cops do their thing.
Ready.
You calling me baby? It's all traffic going south, Jack.
Yeah, and then you go up there and then go... Okay, next.
Sure, get up early.
You know, for some reason, I'm going to miss you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Maybe you won't get a chance.
You know, I'll miss.
Who's in those
Is that
cars?
Nice fake blonde muff you got? Nah, never mind.
For the race?
Suppose.
All that fake blonde hair you've got, all the dark roots.
They'll recognize you.
You don't think I'm fooled by that, do you?
Not if you're a good girl.
Go ahead and...
And if you are, when this is all over, you'll still be alive.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha, yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You get my drift?
Maybe not. But I'm going to try.
Good.
Viva Mexico.
God damn right. So now all these cars are going around the road. But look at this motherfucker. He was able to pull off. These cops didn't notice at all, you know. No notice at all that they just pulled right off and, you know.
What do you want me to do? Distract them?
Sure.
I've got an idea.
Here, take this gun, point it at your own tit, and then blow one of your nipples off and, you know.
I don't know, Jerry.
Well, that's the only idea I've got. I'll put it back.
Right. Real brain surgeon.
Here we come. The Jag is 1-2. He's second in line behind that other piece of shit.
You with the others?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you going?
Somewhere.
Mexico. Is this your...
That's not where the others are going.
Myers. Bill Myers.
I don't know.
What's the trouble, officer?
You're the trouble. You sound like bullshit. You look like it. The woman you're with is all wrong. Fuck your whole goddamn crew. Are you with all of these? Oh, I get it. It's a car club. They're all off to their fucking races. And they're getting protected by the cops.
So Mr. Myers and his wife are going to Mexico.
What?
Where do they start from? How do they get there? Mr. Myers?
How about I pull over, honey, and take that blouse off and lift those nipples to my mouth and begin to just sort of lip and slur them. A lip slur. Boy, you bug me and this fucking cop! Oh, here's Fatso, who never...
He's coming around. Tell him to hurry.
Mr. Well, what do you think, officer?
Yeah, I'm on the one.
Mr. Nielsen?
Yes,
better
Christ.
Make it fast.
I'm a policeman. I'm trying to help you.
I don't give a fuck.
Try to understand.
Yeah.
A man and a woman were in the cafe.
That won't
a man
help
attacked
me.
You.
That doesn't help me.
You know what they were driving? Can you it's remember?
Yes, they were driving a Jaguar, but it doesn't help my ass. Okay. I want somebody who'll save my life.
Yes, go on.
Yeah.
Subconscious again.
I was... I've always wanted to be a scout and a police explorer.
No.
Right, okay, well, I understand.
Jag.
You mean a Jaguar? Oh, I get it, a car.
Jaguar, it's a racing car.
It's a racing car, yes, that's it.
It was a jalopy.
And they're up there in the hills above Malibu. I've got it.
You made this one, we got to try anything. By tomorrow,
brain,
most of those
yeah,
cars will be
try
up
something, anything. Sports cars, Malibu, bullshit. Boy, nice view here, huh? Hey, pull it over, hot jot.
Hi.
All you jokers, all you monkeys, pull that shit over. Come on, let's go. Bye. Well, I guess that motherfucker lets them go as fast as they want because they're in a fucking race. And this bitch is... Are you kidding me? I'm getting nervous about this shit.
This is great.
Yeah. Now that we're in the park, we could stop and have lunch.
Yeah, I could stop and just go ahead and put your thighs around my head.
Maybe you'd rather register for the race.
I'd rather put your thighs around my head.
Possible, too.
I'd rather put your thighs around my head. The thighs around the head. The thighs around the head. Thighs around the thighs around the thighs around the thighs around the head.
These injured men unconscious.
I want the thighs around the head. Hey,
I want the thighs.
I don't know. It doesn't sound interesting to me, Kenny.
All right, don't give me a break.
All right, fuck
just
you.
Remember, I've got a gun and I know how to use it.
And I'll put that gun between your lips.
Checkpoint number one.
What's that? Is that me?
Number 54.
I'm out of this fucking race. I'm
pushing fast.
Oh, bullshit. Now look what you did to me. You entered me in a fucking race. God damn, bitch.
I thought it would help you. It would help you get away.
Enter me in a fucking race. I'm trying to get out of California. Trying to get out of California. Look at me. I'm up on a fucking...
Oh, hi, folks. Going to register?
Yes, we're going to register. Oh, Jesus Christ. Let me give the real name. That'll help. My name is Bill Smith.
Oh, that isn't your real name. I don't give a fuck.
Next time I pick you up, next time anybody picks you up off the side of the road, you've just come back from the dentist, and you don't give a shit about a man, a mouse, nothing. Just pretend like you care about their fucked up car.
This course is too dangerous.
Oh, really? Well, it certainly screws things up.
That's what they decided.
Uh-huh.
I'll drive. Oh, you're a race
driver? Oh, you're a race driver? Yeah.
What name?
Biff Barlow. Biff Barlow.
Myers.
Address? Biff Barlow.
El Centro. Identification?
Sure. This wart on my ass. And the way I go ahead and just stick that tongue and I go, la 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 la. God damn, I've heard of you, Mr. Canoza. You're all right with me.
Of course, Mr. Myers.
Go ahead and get your ass out on the course. Take that fucking blonde, hot as fuck, with you.
Tomorrow's race. That keeps the trials entirely within the park.
Is that right?
Allow one run to get familiar with...
Well, thank you. Like I haven't done this chicken shit before. Hey, Clancy, slow that shit down now, boy.
Double back over this road and make a running start for your qualifying run.
Got you.
That'll be checked by an electric timer.
That's fantastic.
But just remember, this race is over the old road, through the mountains, along the coast into Mexico.
Oh.
It's a dangerous course.
How the fuck do you know?
People can get killed.
You just got here from Philadelphia. How would you know?
Well, Miss Adair can ride with me, can't she?
Well,
I guess. She's a piece of ass. There's no question about that.
You know, we've always had nothing but drivers in this race.
We've always had nothing but male drivers, a piece of ass like this. Well, fuck yes. I'll go for it.
Well,
I'll go ahead and check it off.
55.
All right, go ahead. Have fun.
Well,
take your piece of ass. Take that big ass with you. Oh, how are you, miss?
What's the matter, young lady? Are you hungry?
I would like the banana between your... I mean, the banana in your hand.
She's always...
Oh, certainly, young lady. Be happy to offer you my banana. Oh, you fucking prick. The first time I got myself a decent offer in months, maybe years.
About to start.
Clear all portions of the course. Clear.
I offered my banana to the woman in the blonde hair. Let me repeat again. I offered the banana, to the woman in the blonde hair. This is a violation of the Southern California Race Association rules.
Oh, poor little...
I recognize that it is as such, and I feel bad about it.
And the best.
Here's some motherfucker in a jacket, looks like three shades of queer, trying to tell John Ireland how to drive the Jaguar. Fuck him, too. I'd like all quasi-gay, doesn't mean you are, but anyone that looks queer off the course. Again, I say, anyone that looks queer off the course.
Right here.
Toughest road I've ever been on. I've been over them all.
Oh, well, you look like you're the kind of guy that's been around the horn a few times. Thank you. Thanks for the advice. And may I say to you, sir, I hope you don't hurt yourself Q-tipping the axe out of your... The fuck it, never mind. I've got nothing to say.
How about taking in the antique...
Why don't you shut your house... Shut your hole.
We'd be glad to. Thanks.
We'd be glad to if it wasn't for the fact that a guy like you we run over regularly.
Thanks.
Forward, backward. Forward, backward. Go fuck a duck. This guy, that guy was begging for it. Begging for it. Begging for it.
Where'd you get the Bill Myers?
Who fucking knows?
It was a small jail, you might say.
Well, I got my hair. It's just getting whipped by the wind.
What you got there?
What do you mean, what I got here?
Thank you.
One of your crowd, I suppose.
My kraut?
Well, if he didn't have money, it wouldn't last 5 minutes.
That's the truth.
He might even become a criminal. Like you.
If he got lucky.
Where are you going, man? Where are you going? You're trying to get your ass to Mexico in this motherfucking car.
Here. Put this on.
What is it, a wig? That's a goddamn wig. Look the part. Yeah, okay. You're right. I'll tuck my ham up. What the fuck are you wearing?
Dangerous course, huh?
A cabbage. It's a transparent cabbage.
Especially for hay trucks.
Yeah, I'll bet you know all about hay trucks. Your father was a big, big hay farmer. God damn, you gotta fuck my car up, motherfucker!
Who's RPM?
God damn! You mean go ahead and get the RPMs up? Now hit the gas. Now pull the clutch. Pull the gas and the clutch. All right, brake. Brake, you motherfucker, brake! All right, now speed up. Gas, clutch. Clutch, gas. You fucking clown. I should have known I shouldn't have put that helmet on you. You look like... Look like the ghost of Mother Cabrini with that goddamn thing.
You didn't run that truck off the road by accident.
You ran that truck off the road on purpose.
Would you like to win the race?
Yes.
I always like to win.
What do you call winning? Ankles above ears. Ankles above ears. How many fucking times do I gotta tell you?
You're welcome.
Look at these winners. All right, pull in. Car number 16, pull in. It looks like you're dragging a pair.
Okay, Myers, you can double back.
All right, Myers, you blow. You fucking blow a chipmunk, this motherfucker.
Yeah. Mr. Hillman?
Yes, what could I do for you?
Officer Faraday of the state police.
Uh-oh.
Wonder if I could check over your list of...
Not federal, state.
Yeah, sure, but...
I assume that you're legitimate, then.
Hiding out in the park. We think he's driving a Jaguar.
That would be Highway Patrol, by the way, State sure Police.
Is. Well, I'll do anything I can to cooperate.
I always cooperate with the police ossifers.
Oh, yes, they'll cross the border, you know.
You know, a lot of them love to go down to Mexico.
Precaution. Well, go right ahead, officer.
Go ahead, officer. I would never be found dead in Mexico. I take my daughter, my wife, and everyone to the El Pollo Loco or whatever the fuck we have around here. But I would never in a million years consider the Mexican alternative. Off the course he goes, he's on his way to fucking Mexico, fuck all this bullshit. So Myers has broken the trust of everyone that ever trusted him. He's off the course, he's on his way to Mexico, he's going fast, his ass is gone.
Post 12, that truck!
No!
Ah! All right, you guys, the tracks, that was close. But now maybe you know what I've been talking about.
No, we don't know what you're talking about. Blow it out your ass, I'm going to Mexico. Blow it out your ass, I'm going to Mexico. I say again.
Doing.
Fucked!
I won't!
Maybe what we can do is get to Mexico and break the speed record.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Looks like the little lady sure approves of our driver then.
She sure does, as they're on their way to the Mexican border after killing a police officer, and you're sitting there beating your pathetic pud. Fantastic.
With you second to last in the starting line.
Who gives a shit?
I sure get the brakes.
I feel almost as sorry for you as you do.
You're a real fighter, aren't you?
And you're a criminal wanted for murder.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Just won himself a fucking silver cup.
Kidnapping. We're getting out of this little playground.
Really see this.
Did you find anything to help you out?
No.
No, thanks.
A lot of fucking scum-sucking dogs, a lot of dick lickers. Goodbye. All right, well, let me just take my binoculars and look out here at the seashore. This is great. Well, I was close. I'd like to take your car to Mexico. Is it all right? In the meantime, you can get your Oh, God damn it, a fucking roadblock.
This can't be a roadblock.
Fuck it!
Oh, but it is.
Oh, it is.
You'd think I was Dillinger.
Does all this attention make you feel important?
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah, it does. Compared to what you've been making me feel like.
I wish I had.
Crawling scum.
I bet you do.
Fucking blonde with a big round ass. And here I am sitting there driving your car, and you still won't gob the cum. Fuck it. Hey, how you doing?
What's going on down there? Oh, the cops, they're looking for a guy that they think's here in the park.
Uh-huh.
You think this should be a crazy place to hide? Well, you never know what they're going to pull next. They figure he's going to be driving a Jaguar.
How about that?
What makes them think that? Some fella broke out of jail with a murder rap. They don't expect him to be racing.
Driving with a blonde?
Car, he'd hang around here until the heat's off.
Yeah, that all makes sense.
I doubt it. You folks racing? Wouldn't miss.
None of your business.
Hey, that's a nice looking Jag.
Looks like a Jag, doesn't it? Yeah, now you're putting two plus two.
A young woman with him.
Two plus two. It looks like we better leave because I'm nervous and I want to make us look suspicious.
Frank Webster, in case you run into him.
Okay, I will, yeah. He could be me, though. Me. I'm him. Me, you dumb motherfucker.
Thanks.
All I needed was that little bit of affirmation. That dumb clown. Jesus. Later, pulling up to the gates of Farnby Ranch, Frank and Louise decided to call it quits.
Oh, let's take a break.
Why here?
Nobody ever comes here. There's an old house up the road. It's been abandoned.
You can go ahead, put the ankles behind your ears, pound away. Hey, let me tell you what, a woman's a woman, too.
Jesus Christ, you really fucking... You know what I'm... Oh, look at this. Oh, shit. She knows the way to the private house. My ass is shagged full. You know Marilyn Monroe or any of them with the big butts? I guess you know. What does that say that says emergency road exit?
Later on, this would become Point Doom Beach.
I'll bite. Up the road they went to Bill Swenson's place. Bill wasn't there. And as they pulled in beneath the banana palms, they realized, Jesus H. Christ, isn't this where you guys had that picnic that year? You left all kinds of roaches, all kinds of acid. Thanks, let me just lip lock you.
I'm coming down to the races.
Uh-huh, that's nice.
I've sort of considered it mine ever since.
Really?
Won't you come into my parlor?
You live here? You live in this shithole, this shit can? How about that?
What's the pitch?
Nothing.
Bone me from behind?
So are you. Besides, you said something about an explanation. I'd like to hear it.
That's the pitch?
On the level?
Well, at the moment, the only thing I have against you is I never got that egg salad sandwich.
Well, I'll deliver the egg salad. And I will deliver that egg salad.
The starter's accusing his wife.
After midnight.
Having a lunch.
You'll need to leave the back door open.
You run away?
Later.
Oh, my God, I'm so hungry. Oh, God, what is it, ham? Light ham. I love it. Yeah, and here's some Kool-Aid. Oh, shit. Oh, God. Oh, shit. Say I made a sandwich for you, and I saved Kool-Aid for you. Now do you believe that I'm on the level? Sure.
Mail it to him.
Nice hideout, huh?
Couldn't be better.
You know, I've never seen anyone else here.
Good spot.
Well, maybe you ought to start looking.
No cops, no robbers, no people.
Nah.
When are you going to give yourself up, Frank?
Someday.
I'm not going to.
You got to face that jury sometime.
You got some romantic idea that I'm going to give myself up and face a jury that's stacked against
me,
you can
forget it. You can kiss it on Main Street.
What makes you so sure the jury's going to be against you?
Connie, look, you're a smart girl. You know a lot about
Jack. I'm looking at you, Connie. You look just like a juror. You look like
a
kind of scumbag that I'm up against. What do you think?
You haven't got any cards.
You're a piece of shit, just like the rest of them.
Well, Frank, the whole world is against you.
No, not the whole world, just you and your fucking jury foreman friends.
Sure, give it a chance.
Sure.
Listen, Connie, all my life I've been trying to get by on my own because that's the way I figured it.
Well, I figured wrong. I was stupid and I was dumb, and now I'm sitting here with a thumb up my ass, with a stolen car, and I'm on my way to Mexico, and I got the California Highway Patrol on my ass, and you won't even suck my dick. What the fuck is this about anyway? I fucked everything up. Six ways to sunset.
Right, so I stuck. And one of his drivers tried to run me off the road.
That was great.
All I was trying to do was keep from getting killed.
How about that?
And his truck went over the side.
Now they try to hang that on me. Forget it.
Later, one of his other drivers was there yelling his head off about how I drove his buddy over the cliff. He didn't even seem to care much that he
was dead. Son of a bitch. When I find that guy, I'll kill him. And then I'll kill you.
And
I'll kill me.
Told them what happened.
If I got to a jury. Those truckers were coming to get me. They weren't waiting for a trial. I had to break out of jail.
Sure.
That gang of hoodlums probably slept it off the next morning.
You got it right.
They won't have anything.
You're figuring it right.
They've got everything to do with it.
But you can't prove you're innocent running away.
I can't prove it dead.
Look, I'll tell them what happened at the cafe. We'll get lawyers.
That'll help. Sure, that'll help a lot.
You gotta believe in yourself.
You gotta believe in you because what? You're rich? Because you're female? Because you're blonde?
Someone.
My ass is grass,
sure,
Connie. My ass is dead meat, okay? Go ahead, get in your Jag and run the fuck out of here. Where the hell do you even...
Yeah, look at that. There's a car down, and are you him?
Well, you ain't supposed to be.
Well, you ain't... This whole area is blacked out. The whole area is blacked out, I'm telling you. Hey, who are you? You look, goddamn, you look like something sweet. I could sure enough pin you down and maybe take my time, sweet and good. Oh, fuck it. All of you people, you, all of you out there, get your ass out of here because the whole place will go up in flames within a half an hour. I pinched it out that way, man. I timed it out that way. So take your goddamn car, take your goddamn ass, take the bitch here, get your fucking ass out of here. I got to go ahead and put some potholes in. Goodbye.
Frank, I didn't know.
You're smart, like I said.
You're a lying motherfucker. You knew exactly what was happening. You knew.
Cute spots,
you knew this guy was going to make potholes. You knew this guy was going to completely... Oh, fuck it.
You see why I don't?
Well, what do you...
Ah, fuck it.
You hate the world, and the world hates you.
That's true.
And that specifically and especially includes me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I stole your fucking car. You should have hated me a long time ago. Just go ahead and drive through the gates, man. Just... Fuck it, this is how I feel about your fucking Jag. And she gets out and opens the gate for the guy that she hates who stole her Jag. Figure it out. Figure it out, and when you do, go ahead, just take off, man. Oh, she's running away. That's good. Watch this. I think this is where he... Excuse me for saying... But he has his best opportunity for banging her ass. See, she just falls down. Now, see, he could have... Never mind.
I'll break it for you if you try any more tricks.
Now the pants come off. The dress comes off. The panties come off. And then my panties come off. My dress comes off. Now get in here. Start the car. I'll walk around. You'll take off.
Well, it's another female who fucked up.
Now they're in the line of race cars. They were on their way to goddamn Mexico.
Favor! Wait. Hey! Favor!
Favor. Eric Favor? Gil Favor?
Johnny.
Just say, listen.
We have faith.
Sure.
You wouldn't go without me, would you? I'm serious, Connie. Don't try anything.
Hi there.
Connie, I will carve you a new ass. Connie, I'll cut you up like a fucking Christmas turkey.
Say, this isn't a big romance, is it?
Oh, of course.
Yes, it is. He's been banging me regular for the last 2 weeks.
How you been? Oh, I've been fine. It's about 3 minutes after two. God damn it, Connie. Why didn't you tell me? This guy's been banging you.
On a regular basis at the Blue Moon down here. And at the Sea Ridge, a bunch of motels you don't want to know.
Jesus Christ, I gotta get out of here. I might catch something that's floating in the air around this fucking car.
Sober up, Biff.
And later they took off. On their way now to the big race. It's the big showdown as the jalopies pull up to the start line.
Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the very first race of the afternoon. I hope you're all wearing shades. And I certainly need individuals who have on the processed pompadours and the suntans. Do you have your glasses? Ha 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 ha. No one understands a goddamn motherfucking thing I'm saying. I'm old, and I'm getting older as the day progresses. Thank you, old man. You're welcome. Now, these are all the jalopies, and look at these shit cans that these guys have worked on for months.
The marshal stand.
Looks like everybody has.
Yeah, well, the marshal stand is the most dangerous place.
And here go the jalopies as they roll down PCH Highway.
Tell me, where have you two been all afternoon?
Banging.
We just picked up a bite.
Banging from behind, Bill.
When are you going to get your pit check?
I checked her pit. You talking about mine?
When are you going to get your pit check?
I checked her pit.
You made your point. Why don't you tell him?
Isn't it exciting? Oh, we're going to get checked over and gassed up in the morning.
Say, Mr. Myers,
it's so exciting.
Meet each other?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out when you're going to get your pit checked.
Oh, here they come now. The race cars.
Well, they must be doing at least 50 miles an hour. Fantastic.
We have the announcement of the winner in this, the last race.
Uh-huh.
Mr. A.J. Jones driving his Maxwell.
Isn't that great? Hey, A.J. Jones. That's great. Be sure you clap.
How about something to eat?
Fine.
How about my...
Would you like to join us, Mr. Myers?
Well, I've already eaten between her legs, maybe. You prick.
The winning cars in the Concours d'Elegance are now on display on the lawn. The grand prize winner in the $10,000 and over class.
Uh-huh.
Royce convertible owned by Mr. Jack Milner.
Fantastic.
Is at the head of the line.
There it is. All the wonderful cars. You'll see the beautiful Cadillacs and the Cadillac. And the Cadillac.
Who drives as well as you should see this.
Thank you.
Sure, it'll be an education.
Why, goddamn my hide. Look at this piece of shit.
May we see your car, sir?
Certainly me.
Thank
well,
you.
It's a Mercedes.
Now, this is one of the few convertible Rolls Royces ever.
Oh, Rolls Royce.
Exactly like the one owned by the King of Denmark.
Now, this King of Denmark, is he queer? And there's nothing wrong with that.
It's the fresh air.
It's the fresh egg.
Out of the country.
Peace and quiet. They're keeping it undercover, but a friend of mine told me they're looking for a murderer.
Yeah?
A guy named Frank Webster. They think
you know him?
Park.
Yeah, it's me.
This would be a nice place to hide out.
They don't actually know he's guilty, do they?
He's guilty.
Who gives a shit? I'm here to get this Rolls Royce.
Where'd you say you were from?
I'm from Denmark.
El Centro.
Oh?
Oh.
Hey, do you know Elmo Ray?
Oh!
No, I don't.
You're lying, man.
Well, everybody knew Elmo. Owns half the town.
I don't know him.
I don't remember.
Fuck him.
Say,
fuck him and fuck everybody you know.
I needed a driver.
Plus, I needed something to sit on.
Driver, so
I needed a driver, I needed something to sit on, and this motherfucker...
He hasn't driven much.
But he has.
Let me tell you something, Ace. You're asking too many questions. In a minute...
Like a sports car man.
How can you tell?
Well, it's a rather expensive hobby.
Money doesn't make a good driver, Faber.
Well, I didn't say...
How did you butt out, Connie? I'm talking to this motherfucker right now.
Like a sports car man.
Maybe I am.
A truck driver to me.
Really? Would you like to feel my steel-toed boot up your fucking crotch, up your ball sack?
See you with that type.
Gunny. The guy looks like a truck driver. Hey, wait a second. That hurts.
Your small son Peter is
okay, we're going to get ready for the race now. I'm pulling my car up.
But you
I just was...
Now, you watch, Dowsey. You're going to need a co-driver. Everybody got a professional driver, and I got your fucking ass.
Eddie!
Hi, Mr. Dare. How are you?
Fine, Eddie. How are you?
Eddie, you're good. You're good, and you're getting better.
Oh, it's
Hi.
Too. Would you check it out?
Well, Eddie, I'll tell you what you can do. Check the engine over and make this goddamn thing sing like a fucking woodpecker. You get back to me. This is Biff Billington. He's my driver. Are you sure, Miss Myers? I don't recognize you. You give me the creeps, and this guy is real wrong. I'd like to take the car and blow it up and start from all over again, if that's okay with you.
Thanks, Eddie.
All right. Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Later, walking to Mexico.
Hi!
Where's your wheel? Oh, we left that car in the pit. Hi, you been buzzing any hay trucks lately?
No.
That was the most. Oh, Sally Phillips, this is Bill Myers.
Well, I like you. You're a brunette. You look like you got bigger tits than this thing that I'm walking with. And you got a fucking car. So it looks to me like I found out what I want to do.
Oh, all of us lady drivers who aren't allowed to drive are going to celebrate the braking training.
Lady drivers that are not allowed to drive sounds very, very wrong.
Come on. Say, where are you two staying tonight? Or should I ask?
No, you shouldn't.
We're looking.
I'm staying in her bed. She's staying in mine. The house belongs to her father. The whole thing is filthy.
Oh, well, won't be any trouble.
Filthy!
We'll have a ball. You haven't got a friend, have you?
Yeah, I do. I got a friend that would love to bang you up the ass. Is that all right? I don't know if you're into anal. I know that Connie here, the blonde hair, she loves the anal thing. Plus, we're going to send out for a whole fucking case of beer. This shit is going to be epic. Are you done with it?
I don't know.
Coffee and outlooking and coming back for sandwiches.
Boy, you talk too much.
Well, let's go.
You're talking way too much. Your mouth is running. All right, see you later. We have to split. I don't know. Your breath is... There's something with your breath. I don't know what it is. Goodbye. Fuck it.
No, it'll make us late, thanks.
I begin to understand why you haven't got a friend. Think it's worth it, Connie, to find a guy that can drive?
Well,
likewise, I'm sure. Say, if you don't want to go to the party, would you like to join the manhunt?
Who gives a shit?
No, thanks.
I didn't think so.
Why don't you go off and find a man to send to prison, then go off to your fucking party and lick labia. Sorry. But,
That's wrong!
I know it was wrong.
Where are we going, Frank?
Licking labia here on...
Would you rather give up than get caught?
Labia lick.
No.
Channel 7. It's 12 o'clock.
We're just too hot for this park till we're on our way to Mexico.
Well, where
Do you think so,
now?
Frank?
For a walk. It takes all night.
Oh, Frank, what on earth are you trying to prove?
Oh, Frank, you're so full of shit, your eyes are brown.
Will you keep moving?
I feel safer with you.
You don't even trust me, do you?
Any reason why I should?
Oh, no, of course not. I haven't been any help at all.
Oh, shut up.
You're good company, though.
Hey, shut up.
No.
What's wrong with that?
I said no.
Uh-oh.
I'm tired.
Yeah, you're tired. I'm tired. I'm tired of the whole goddamn thing. I'm tired I ever met your fucking ass. I'm tired I'm walking on the fucking road. I'm tired I stopped and got your Jaguar. I'd rather take your ass and dump it off a cliff. God damn, woman.
Later, Frank, walking along a dirt road, didn't know what to do. So he blew her brains out. I'm joking. I'm kidding. Only the California Highway Patrol is allowed to joke and kid in such a manner. There's a woman laying there, breasts flattened against the earthquake. Well, never mind.
I thought you would.
I thought you'd see things my way. There, a blonde lays, breasts flattened against the inevitable gravity of life. She's tired. She doesn't know how far she can go. And yet the man pushes her on, exhorting her. She's wearing a jacket. She should have the jacket off. It's so hot and sweaty.
Oh, right.
But she continues to wear her jacket, the breasts and the ass sticking out, all for the world to see. Jesus Christ. It's... I apologize. There's nothing more than evening light to be seen here, but Connie or Frank or whoever these fucking nimwits are walking through the night. I better pick you up. It's probably the best thing to do.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome. Carrying her in,
not much, but
his hand firmly on her buttocal area, he lets her down.
Know about it.
Criminal mind, always checking hideouts.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, Frank, why did
you... You douchebags, I'll tell you.
Surprise.
Well, that's the way I think.
Oh, well, I don't. Oh, Frank.
Frank, there's a priest.
What's better after the furniture arrives?
I'd rather walk.
Don't go away.
I locked it.
Oh, Frank, you're not still afraid I'll run away?
No.
Around a little, Connie, but this is life and death, mine.
I'd like for you and me and God knows who.
All I want you to do is give yourself up.
I want you to.
And I want you to mind.
I want you to suck the dick. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
I never thought I would. All right, I'll do it then.
I
asked you as soon as I picked you up. You know what I wanted. All I want is the dick to get sucked. Come on, Connie, don't talk about it. Let's just do it. Why not? Oh, God, you're irresistible.
Right. Now, those are my lips. When my cock sinks in, you'll have it even more. Sold American. Later that night, after Connie sucked the dick. Shit. Hey, don't you get away from me.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Come here.
Yeah, come on. Take the blouse off. Let's get this shit together, bitch. I love that. I love it dearly. I like how you're keeping the towel above your waist. So.
Great day for the race.
Not bad, huh?
You're beautiful in the morning.
What do you think?
I miss you.
What do you think of me? What do you think of my nose?
You won't have the opportunity.
I won't have the opportunity to what? Bang it?
Beat me in Mexico?
Beat it? Flog it?
Go to Mexico.
Funk it?
That's the only chance you've got.
Well, sure, you want to lose me in Mexico. Meanwhile, you go off and flog some fucking multimillionaire in Malibu. I know how this game's played, baby. I go off to Mexico and you go back to Malibu and just beat it and flog it.
I want you.
Fuck it.
You're the most beautiful thing I've ever
seen. And the horse you rode in on.
But I can't afford to stay.
You're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, but I don't want you. I can't take you to Mexico with me.
It is.
Because I know what this is all about, baby. I take your ass to Mexico, and the next thing I know, you're in Malibu flogging it, beating it, and lipping it. Lip-locking it. Bloop, 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 bloop. That's what it sounds like.
Thanks for everything.
Fuck it, Connie. You and your whole goddamn family and a bunch of friends. Fuck it. I'll lock you in and set fire to the place.
I'll tell them where you are.
Don't worry about it. I'll tell them where you are.
Please,
when the cabin is on fire, they'll come, they'll see the smoke and break you out, I hope. Dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee.
So Frank left a piece of ass back in the cabin that he was going to set on fire. What kind of a mental case is he? We'll find out later here on Dr. Johnson's Fairy Tales. I'm Dr. Johnson. It's time for another fairy tale. Frank met a piece of ass, took her out on the highway, found out that the place was doomed to be burned to the ground, locked her in, and just walked off, hoping that the fire would be put out by the personal, you know, the anti-zombie crew. I don't know how the fuck it works.
Help! Help!
Well, that works.
Somebody come in the house!
Anybody? Or just somebody? I don't know. She
all
said anybody, but she
line.
Said somebody.
All
right, somebody. Does that mean me? Yes. I'll help you, miss.
Jackson,
thank you.
This is the feature race, the International, a 98-mile race into Mexico. The track is closed.
Who's this guy announcing? Isn't that your godfather?
Yes, it
sure
is.
A lot of faith
oh, shit, not that motherfucker.
He's
always been very big on the fucking races, isn't he?
Well, he has been.
You belong here, and I think I'll prove it.
Good luck. Let me tell you something.
Thanks for everything.
I hear that guy's big fat bazoo. I'm in big trouble here.
Oh, come on. He stands to win a trophy.
Ooh, a trophy. Shit. All I want is I want the fast track to Mexico, man. I'm sitting here. Meanwhile, I got a chick that's waiting for me back in this goddamn hut, this shack. Tight skirt, loose blouse, ass everywhere. Look at this. What am I doing? I'm in a goddamn sports car and I wait for this dumb dick licker. Oh, shit.
Your life, buddy.
I know it's my life, but no one told me.
Slowly, she lit every corner of the newspaper. One match. She had no lighter fluid. She just kept very patiently. Ah, that's a baby. There's great. Now get your fucking ass out of the door.
Help!
Okay, now I run. Help! Help! Someone help! I'm burning myself up.
Tony's back up now. The race will start any moment.
I'm Bob Beefington on the announcing scale here. I'm 78 years of age, but I know my goddamn races. Bob Beefington knows, and Bob Beefington will always know. This is Auto Racing 1958.
Bob Beefington.
I'm the Bob Beefington crew and team. As we head down to the Malibu Turn, this young lady is inside of a shack burning alive. She's breathing the smoke. Here comes some kind of a tuna truck, who knows? And this poor slob, who's late for his deliveries, will get out and get the woman out. As he runs up there, he realizes there's big trouble. He has on the gloves and the white belt and who whatever.
Can you give me a ride to the races?
Sure, but...
Sure, I can, never mind, who gives a shit?
Wow, this is really neat. Are you guys, is this your whole, do you do this for a living?
Yes.
Jesus, this is great.
Whee!
It looks like Monterey.
Bob Beefington in the lead.
Yeah, Bunny says this is the Monterey drive. This is Monterey.
Fucked up.
Uh-huh.
Bill Myers and Beaverhead are still fighting it out. With Hatfield pressing Myers all the way, almost forcing him to stay in there. He's crowding Myers.
Whee! Whee!
This guy's trying to get out of the country. What does he give a fuck whether he wins a race or not? This is nuts. This is bullshit.
Yeah, this is the mobile corner, and here comes Terry Gentell. Yeah, baby. How'd it go, Terry?
I think this is our year, man.
Took that turn at 110 miles an hour.
Bullshit. Somebody's got to die here. Here we go. Just boom! Just like gasoline fire everywhere. Come on, motherfucker! What a fucking speed merchant! What an asshole! Whee!
Myers and Hatfield are in a challenging position for the lead, and they
swing
the
I'm glad you enjoyed, Overlord.
A little bit,
yeah.
I apologize, guys.
What the fuck? So here's this firefighting sandwich deliverer. I don't know, but maybe we can find a cop, but I'm not sure.
Operator, give me the police.
Ah, the police. Okay. Now I know what you're going for. Fuck, how did I know?
Car 55 in the International.
Car 54 is unavailable, ma'am.
Just try to stop him at the border.
Uh-huh.
He's innocent.
Well, you'll pardon me if I don't remember your fucking ass, and I don't believe your ass. That's great, lady. How about, what do I get out of this? I have to go. No, what do I get out of it? I'm looking at your butt in that skirt, you know. Well, you dirty, filthy perv.
Well, it looks like it's okay now, Eddie.
Yeah, she's all ready.
Harrison!
Connie, how are you?
Harrison, can I
use you? Too bad you can't drive in the race. Connie, what's the matter?
Why aren't you racing?
Something happened to the starter, but...
Well, I'm not racing because I'm a pussy, because I'm a fucking guy that puts it on like I'm hard-ass, but I'm really a fucking pussy, a two-bit no-cap pussy, and I ain't got shit. My car ain't shit, I ain't shit. Anything else?
You ready to go now? Perfect.
Sure, it's perfect.
Okay, you drive it, because I don't have the balls to drive a fucking roller skate. Thank you.
Jesus, I didn't know you were such a pussy.
Well, I am. Now you know. Okay, now get lost.
here. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Whee!
Boy, look at that car, man. That's some kind of a sweet ride. There's no question about it. Shit. What the fuck does cunt want? Yeah. Pull over and shit. Yeah. Watch this. She's gonna try to take me here. Yeah. Watch it. She's trying. I'm not gonna let her get past me now. Yeah. Wee. Yeah. No cunt takes me, man. I don't give a shit. If I risk jail, no cunt take. Yeah. See, I got my shit. I got my shit tight. My shit's tight. My shit's tight. My shit's tight. Wee. Oh, fuck. There she is again. Fuck you, bitch. My shit's tight as shit. It's tight as shit. Oh, fuck it, man. I ain't letting her get around me. Take a big long. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, wee. Yeah, I got her. See, she can't get around me. She can't get around me. My shit is so fucking good. Do 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 do. Yeah, there you go. When did I acquire that big wheel there? Yeah, so you see, I've got... Hey, here we come. Hey, yeah. Last bitch, I can't shake this bitch. Hey, wee! Wee! All right, here I go. Here I go. Hey, you know what? Oh, fuck, I gotta back up. Goddamn fucking whore. The fucking whore. Who the fuck? There goes that broad that I picked up there at that gas station. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna take this guy out. In my mind's eye, I saw the whore that I picked up there at Saddle Peak Lodge. That's bullshit. Come on, yeah. Somewhere way up ahead there is the young lady in a... Where'd she get that car? Who does she know, man? Woo! Oh, fuck. I'm ahead of you. I'm ahead of you. I'm ahead of you. Ha-ha. 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 Later on, the California Highway Patrol decided they had other things in mind. They were going to set up a roadblock for Bob Beltakian. Bob Beltakian was wanted by police. Watch this. Yeah. That's what we call balls on a stick. Police officers firing at a vehicle that is driving away is completely illegal and is totally not in keeping with CHP procedure.
What is it? That's Frank Webster. I'll get him.
That's Frank Webster. I'll get him. That's Frank Webster, I'll get him. Did you hear that? What the fuck does that mean, you're gonna go get him? Look, bitch, let the police handle it.
Again, let the police handle it.
I'm Frank Webster. I'm gonna get away from everybody. Fuck it!
Frank Webster drove through the night. His best friend, number 17C, Cadwell Loffington, was chasing his fucking ass down.
Come on, Frank, pull it over!
Fuck it!
Come on, Frank, floor it, motherfucker! Floor it for Mexico! That's it. That's it. Keep that motherfucker... Floor it all the way to Mexico! Keep that motherfucker from taking you over, man. Frank Webster drove on, driven by the night. Oh, shit. Ah! Well, look at that, man. He a dead man, motherfucker. He dead. Now, I can split and go to Mexico, but I better go help my friend, so I will, and that means I'm going to get arrested, but that's the kind of guy I am. Dun, dun, dun. I have to help my friend. I'm going to go to jail. The cops will catch me. I could have been gone. I could have been so fucking gone. I'm so fucked. I'll just drag him out of that car and probably make whatever paralyzed limbs he has worse. Probably, if he has a broken back, I'm refracturing it. And now Dorothy Malone awaits. At the top of the hill, her face sooted, her dress... There's no panties left, man. She took those off three hours ago. They're gone. 3 hours ago, the panties left.
He's all right.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, well, I'm doing great now. I got cops.
I turned you in.
You turned me in. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Set the building on fire.
Oh, all right. You know, baby, when I get out of prison in 60 years, thank you.
You could have run away instead of helping him.
I guess I didn't.
Because you're right, Connie.
Because I want to park my face between your thighs and keep it there for all of eternity. Dun, dun, dun.
What you really are is worth fighting for.
I knew it.
And it isn't too late.
All right.
For us, it's
all right.
Just the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. And the face was parked between Connie's thighs for eternity. That is a beautiful, beautiful thing. As you know, John Ireland went on to a marvelous career. John Ireland went on to, oh, God, how many movies was he in? John Ireland was in some heavyweight flicks. He was in, as I mentioned, Red River with Montgomery Clift and John Wayne. A lot of great things. Dorothy Malone herself was in great films. Roger Corman using them to great advantage, I think, there in a film called Fast and Furious. The Fast and the Furious, a film that I dare say ushers in, if you will, the era of the new age of film noir. Like they used to before. What is this shit?
And I can't sweep you off of your feet.
All right, we'll see you guys next week for a film.
Will your mouth still
Saturday
remember
cinema.
The taste of my love?
And till such time.
Will your
you.
Eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall less hard at 23.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking back. And my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow. Amazing.